Yeah, I saw a bear here. I was like, oh, okay. Yeah, he ain't gonna hurt nobody. So I just walked away. It was in the bushes. It wasn't doing anything. So I didn't know what to do. So all I did was like not to panic, not to get all fussy. So I don't want them smelling fear. So I just walked away and I ran. In my mind, it was like, I'm scared, I'm scared. But at the end, I'm just like, I'm just have a cool face. So like, I was just like really poker face there. I'm like, just running. Oh my gosh, the cannery. We were doing the fish house. Oh gosh, I think that was the worst feeling. This place stinks so bad. So you had to like open the fish, clean it out, open another fish, clean it out. You had to do the egg. Then next thing I found out we had to do was called the canned line. I loved it, but my allergies and my asthma said no. So they're just like, I was like pouring out tears. I call myself in a bubble most of my life because my allergies, my asthma was so bad. I could not go outside because I'll get swollen in the face. I had a lot of breathing treatments. I was in special ed resource class, special ed, what you want to call it these days, because I have a disability. I have ADHD. They said I was slow, but I wasn't really slow. It was just the fact that everything around me speeds up. And it's always going, it's always fast, everything's fast paced in my mind, but everything I had to slow things down just to understand what I'm doing. I had to take a lot of time from high school because my mom was sick. She had heart problems. That was 911 was a constant thing. I call 911 like all the time. To the point my mom had a I think she had already had like a backup 911, because it was always every month or every other week. I think around like when I turned 16, my mom was in a coma, and because her heart was so bad, and after that they had to let her go because it was that bad. She wasn't waking up, so she passed away. And ever since then, I went through a very depressed state. Very grieving, all this stuff. I have two brothers. They're fraternal twins. My brother, he took it very hard as well. That day, it was hard for him. I mean, he and me went knocking on doors. Help us, you know, our mom is on the ground. We were panicking. We didn't know what to do. So my other brother, who is autistic, Michael, he took a while before he realized it. Calling my grandmother, he's calling her Nanya. Now he calls her Mom. So to this day, my grandma is his mom. And I was like, wow. Wow. I could tell you this, it's not easy. It isn't. I actually accomplished a lot of stuff and I'm proud of. I got this far. I'm turning 30 next month. I mean, I got to the big 3-0. That's a big accomplishment. I made it to 30. Coming to Alaska was the biggest accomplishment because it was like a whole new environment. I didn't know what do I think, what people think of me. I didn't know if I will make it through. But when I came here, I'm here. And that makes me feel like I could go anywhere without feeling uncomfortable. You're always going to be inside an eggshell. And sometimes you have to crack that eggshell to get out. And that's how I lived. You know, always sheltered, really never came out of my, you know, depression or my self-esteem in general. So over time, I cracked my shell piece by piece and I get out and I'm free. But if I start to feel down again, I kind of put the shell right back on. But every now and then I'll peek out and just like get out. It's sort of like that's how I feel. I feel like a little chick that hasn't really, you know, is still developing to become whatever amazing bird.